get some this morning, and then the power went out for almost like 3 hours. It gave me some time to tinker with the repeater. That's what made me think that push it over to DMR and let these people have their opportunity. I look at this. It either get used or maybe it won't. It doesn't matter to me. I don't even care anymore. But if anybody causes problems on the analog side, let's turn it off. Anybody causes problems on the DMR side, just add their ID number. Somebody causes problems on D-Star, no problem. Just put their call sign in my D-Star thing and be done with it. Yeah, it's nice to know how to blacklist, which is kind of nice. And keeps it simple. So that means I can open it up and do whatever. Also, another cool thing about the whole thing, once you blacklist somebody in the digital side of the world of this repeater, they can't key up anymore. And it doesn't cause any problem because whatever mode I key up on, it will, they won't be there. You see what I'm saying? So anyway, I think it's a win. I'll share. Sharing is caring. And the repeater did really well with the power outage and all that stuff, so just share. Sharing is caring. So we'll see what happens. Only time will tell. So I haven't advertised in the repeater book right now. And that's about it. I don't have anything else going on. I do have to work on KB2NYC's hub, but I'm not really motivated to do that right now. I got a lot of stuff going on.